Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Wednesday morning. How y'all doing? It's Whiskey Wednesday, baby, all day long. But not for me. I am a champagne day. Y'all know it's champagne day every day for me. Not kidding. Y'all know I like to entertain. It is June 15, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattati. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. GumbaRum.com. GUBBARUM.com. Visit Gumba Rum for all your rum libation needs. It's the smoothest rum on the planet, baby. They say it's wicked smooth. Yes, indeed. Listen, we do have two different Gumba Rum flavors. We have Gumba Rum Gold, which is infused with natural vanilla. And we do have Gumba Rum Silver, which is infused with natural coconut, baby. You can shake it and stir it whichever way you like. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. Steve Gum, he finally is back from New Orleans. Y'all know it was a big old showdown in New Orleans, Louisiana. It was the Wine and Food Expo. I'm so glad that man back. I don't know what to do, because I'm telling you, Mr. Magoo, Princess Lee, and all the rest of them Snuffleupagus guests and Bert and Ernie, they was in here trying to take over. They said they was the new president. They didn't care if Steve Gum was the founder and the president. They was around here trying to throw me out. I say, no, the show must go on. It must go on. Now, listen, y'all, it's a special musical salute and musical showcase on today. I got some hot stuff on today. Before I get into music, I want y'all to get into this. Please do visit Facebook. Y'all know we on Facebook all day long. I always say get your news off of Facebook. It might not be true, but it's on there. So listen, use the keyword, the Fierce CMN Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now listen, y'all, I got some hot stuff on today. Matt Poe and Temperance Lance Council, some hot music. Listen, let me introduce you guys to Matt Poe. And also, before I play his song, which is really, really nice, I do want to thank all my international listeners. Y'all so loyal. Y'all very loyal. I do appreciate it so very, very much. Listen, you guys are listening from the Netherlands, the UK, Germany, and Ireland. I really do appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you so very much for listening. Now, let me tell y'all about Matt Poe. He's a businessman and author. He was born and raised in Ohio. He continues to live there today with his dog, Marley. Y'all know I love my animals. I love my dog. So, hi, Marley. Okay, so currently he's teaching entrepreneurship at Lorain County Community College, where he's a business coach. I like that. He's a business coach. Yes. And so having attained his MBA from Tiffin University, Matt went on to become a successful entrepreneur aside from teaching on the side. He occupies his working time between operating an e-commerce brand and writing books. So listen, y'all, he's a teacher, business coach. He has an e-commerce brand, and he's writing books. He's an author. He has two titles to date, The Entrepreneur's Power. Oh, wow, I need to read that. The Entrepreneur's Power and The Ultimate Memory Improvement. Oh, Lord, I think the whole world needs that. Did y'all hear that? So listen, Matt has a book, The Ultimate Memory Improvement Guide. I'm getting it today. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Don't go crazy. Y'all know I like to entertain, but I'm going to get that book. So listen, both are available on Amazon, and he has plans for more in the future. Beautiful. In his free time, he likes to cook. Oh, Matt, what's your address, baby? What's your address? Mama loves to eat. So listen, what's your address? And why? You know, think about doing a book for recipes. You know, did y'all ever notice the whole world is sharing a lot of recipes, healthy recipes? I'm telling you, so listen, Yes, he likes to cook. I'm waiting on my meal, Matt. All right? So he also enjoys playing the guitar and the ukulele and walking his dog, eating out in new restaurants and sampling wine. Oh, my goodness. I like the way this all sounds. It's just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. He also likes to do stand-up comedy. All right, now, listen, let me tell y'all something. This song is just really, really phenomenal. I like it. It's Always Be Mom to Me. You guys, this is Matt Poile. Last name is spelled P-O-Y-L-E. And while y'all at it, going on Amazon. Going on Amazon. I guess everything off Amazon. Did y'all know everything is on Amazon? You know what? Let me tell y'all this story right quick before I play this song. This person that worked at Amazon said, everybody needs to stop ordering from Amazon. Now, this is the God Heaven truth. Y'all know I like to tell true life stories. I ain't making this up. This worker that works at Amazon wanted people to stop ordering off of Amazon. He said we was breaking down the machines and causing a lot of trouble down at that warehouse. That's God Heaven truth. He sure did say that. Now, listen, this song is Always Be Mom to Me. Y'all, check this out. Check it out. Check, 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 check.
You were there when no one else was. You did all of the things that a saint does. A lady smart as smart could be. You always gave me everything I need. At 10 I took you for granted. At 12 I was lost in the world enchanted. At 18 I just wanted to hit the streets. You know best, you saw what I couldn't see. She wasn't here long enough. She never blinked when the going got tough. She was my nice soft place to land. And when I needed, she always lent a helping hand. Her home is now heavenly. She's an angel now, but she'll always be mom to me. There's a hole now in my future dreams, an empty space where she was meant to be. But I know that she would want me still to smile. If I could just be happy, would make it all worthwhile. You raised me to be more than your son. And when this race is finally over and won, I can't wait to be reunited, so we can talk that the way that we only can do. She wasn't here long enough. She never blinked when the going got tough. She was my nice soft place to land. And when I needed, she always lent a helping hand. Her home is now heaven. She's an angel now, but she'll always be mom to me. Now she's happy, oh yeah, she's pain free. Now she's up there laughing and making up songs, still dancing and looking down on me. She was my nice soft place to land. And when I needed, she always lent a helping hand. Her home is now heavenly. She's an angel now, but she'll always be mom to me.
Oh my
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was really, really fantastic. That was really fantastic. You know, y'all know he has a really nice singing voice. He really does. Naturally talented. I love that. Naturally talented voice is just really nice. And the song always be monitoring. Y'all know what? I was, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'm crying, y'all. Listen. I was listening to the song, but not really. It just really hits me right in the middle of my chest, right in my heart. The song is like, wow. You know, now listen, y'all know I always have to tell a story. I hear songs and it just reminds me of a lot of different things. Now, it's true. Now, he's a dedication. That song's a dedication to his mom. You know, but my mom is like 82 years old, y'all. 82. And I mean, I freaked out. When she sneezes, I freak out. You know, now that's true. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding about that. I am so serious when it comes to my family. When it comes to my family, I'm just like, everything has to be okay with everybody. But now when it comes to my mom, like I say, she's 82 years old. So if she sneezes or coughs, I'm like, do you need the paramedics? Do you need the paramedics? I'm like, I will be there in 2 seconds. I'll be there in 2 seconds. I'm like, if you sneeze, press the button and my phone will ring and I will be there in 2 seconds or I will send the paramedics. I am so serious, y'all. But listen, you know, it gets like that when your parents get older. Well, for me, you know, I start freaking out. And she's like, girl, you got to calm down and relax. And so really what made me start freaking out was because she had got really, really ill. She really had a really, really bad health challenge not too long ago. And so it just really made me start thinking about, oh, my God, what would I do if something, you know, really happened? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, she's like, girl, you can calm down now. I'm okay. So anyway, we have things in place for her so make her day better. Of course, we're getting older. Things change. You know what I mean? So listen, that song is just really, really beautiful, really, really beautiful. And so I'm like, if she needs something, I am like on the spot. I can't help it. That's just who I am. Anybody in my family, really, if something's going on, I want to know about it. Now listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to get to the next song. I lived in Atlanta for like 12 years, and this is the honest God truth when it comes to that song, Always Be Mom to Me. This is the honest God truth. My mom, of course, we from Chicago. She was still, my mom ain't going away. She's staying in Chicago. But anyway, I was living in Atlanta, and she called, and something was going on. I'm like, what's going on? And so she says, well, I'm not really feeling that well. Listen, y'all, I sent the doctor and everybody else to her house because, you know, of course, I can't get on the plane in 5 minutes. I sent the doctor, nurse, and everybody at her house. I said, y'all get to this address right here because this is my mother. So anyway, she was taking care of me. She was fine and everything, and I calmed down. Y'all know I'm always on 10, so it's okay. So anyway, she got taken care of, and I was like, okay, I can relax now because you're okay. But if she called me and she tell me something's going on, I'm like, I'm sending the peoples over there. So listen, that's my mom's story, y'all. That's my mom's story. So listen, up next is Temperance Lance Cancel. Listen, her song is My Restraining Order. I love it, love it, love it. Now listen, it is such a hoop, but it's true, it's true. Now listen, I got to work for my sponsor, and then Temperance is coming up next. Take a listen.
CommandCounseling.com. Our mission is to significantly reduce mental health decompensations in the first responder industries. We believe educating these industries on mental health, as it pertains to their careers, will create a clear understanding of mental health.
Listen, you guys, I want to check out this website, CommandCounseling.com. This is so, so very, very important. We have to take care of our first responders and those that's, you know, that's responding. We have to take care of our MNTs, you know, the police and the firefighters. We have to take care of them. We have to make sure that they're taking care of themselves and mental health. You know, this website, CommandCounseling.com, I want y'all to check it out. And she's going to be on the show. I'm going to give you the day and time. But listen, I want you to take a look over on the website. This is really hugely important because on the website it says, we are proven, this particular company, we are proven best practice mental health services for first responders. We are 911 for 911. That's it. That's all right there. That's all you have to say. They are 911 for 911. So, y'all, that is powerful right there. You know, we got to make sure they're well taken care of. That is commandcounseling.com. She's going to be on the show and talk to me and the listening audience about what they do and how you can have someone at your workplace, you know, to get these things in place for first responders. So, listen, she's going to explain how it works, and you guys need to be on and take a listen. Listen, let me get on to the next song. Temperance, I'm running out of time, so that's why I'm going real quickly so y'all understand what's going on. Listen, Temperance, my restraining order. Y'all check this out. Check out. Check it out. Check, check.
Country girl.
That is My Restraining Order, My Restraining Order by Temperance Lance Castle. Y'all know that song is true to life. There's a whole lot of folks. Got folks in their house trying to live rent-free. She ain't playing with that one. Now, listen. And she also said in the song, you know, took all her money. You know, and I told y'all the other day, I had one like that snuck in on me. Snuck in. I told y'all. He didn't just move all the stuff in. He just did a little bit at a time. One day, he brought his shoes. I told y'all about that. One day, he would bring his pair of shoes and leave them. And then the next, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, he leave his shirt. Then, you know, they laid on down. He leave his pants. Next thing I know, he got a full-fledged drawer, you know, in the house. I'm like, oh, so we stand together now. You know, and I didn't agree to that. But listen. There was somebody there a long time ago. And she ain't kidding. She is not kidding. Got to call a pumpkin. And, you know, and one time, had to go to court and make this real short because I'm pretty much out of time. Had to go to court on this guy, and I am telling y'all, when y'all see the red flags, run for your life. Listen, do not ignore red flags. I'm telling you, a lot of times we get in situations because we overlook the red flags. That is true. I've done that. So listen, when y'all see the red flags, and I'm talking to myself too, when you see red flags, run for your life. And so anyway, we ended up in court a couple of times. And so the last time we ended up in court, and the judge stood up, and he told that man, listen, I done told you. Now, if you end up back in here again, I'm going to throw the book at you, and you're going to jail for real. He said, stay away from this woman. Little true life story. I kid you not. So anyway, he told that man, stay away from that woman. Because that man was following me all over the place. Now, listen, that is on the real. I can tell y'all some more stories like that. But listen, y'all run from them red flags in life, business, and relationships. You know, we do. We got our inner gut feeling. It's always right. Always goes to good. Now, if you got something that's going on, you know, with you that you can't figure out what your gut is telling you, ask somebody. If you can't figure it out, ask somebody. Ask your mama, ask your daddy, ask your auntie, ask your uncle. You know, ask somebody that you can trust. If you can't figure out your gut feeling, you really got something going. You need to figure that out. But listen, most of us know we go with our gut feeling. It's always right. Don't ignore that because it is showing up true. Listen. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast with some good music, babe. And I always enjoy it. But guess what? Get to do it all over again a little bit later, y'all. Got to get on.
You motivated.